After tonight's episode, I think we're all going out of our head. Let's talk about it. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I think I'm going out of my head. Because I can't explain it.
Kind of swaying in the wind.
The more we listen to the song, the more I'm like, this is going on my iTunes.
It's so creepy romantic.
Yeah.
Don't you just love it?
You could, you know, have a beautiful first dance to this, or you could
kill someone.
Murder your entire family. Who really knows?
Maybe both.
Maybe both at the same time. What's up, guys? We are so excited to be talking about The Flash, True Colors. A lot happened tonight, I feel like. We're about to get right into it. My name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. And I could not do this, literally tonight, I could not do this without my amazing panel. What's up, guys?
Hey, y'all. This is Chauncey K. Robinson, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Chauncey K. R.
And my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with the CH Silverman 2.
The superhero name, Zach Silverman.
I like that. Thank you. I fit in well here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't feel like Drew Jones is a superhero name.
Oh,
I feel
what?
Like it's like a report. It's like the reporter. It's like the Lois Lane.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not mad at it. I'll get me a Superman, you know. So let's hop right into it. And we really kind of saw like a whole, we kind of saw Ralph retreat a little bit. And, you know, possibly, I was nervous, I'm not going to lie, when Earl came into the picture, which that.
Here and there, just gone. You know, like he was just like, what? I thought we were going to see more of him. I don't know.
Yeah, that was.
Why was he Irish?
I don't know.
What was that about? Irish, right? Was he Irish or Scottish?
It sounded kind of Scottish.
It was really intense.
This episode, as much as like I liked it, I felt like it was one of those things where the writers were just like, we have to make, you know, point A go to point B, and we're just going to throw whatever in between to make it happen. And I feel like Earl was one of those. Like,
yeah,
oh,
they needed
that little bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of needed that Ralph moment. For him to kind of feel like maybe this guy's randomly there to tell me I'm going to let everyone down. So I feel like I'm letting everyone down. And that was kind of, which I was also a little bit scared because I'm like, is this going to be his plot?
Yeah.
Like, are we going to deal with another Ralph Needs to Grow episode?
Yeah, I feel like we just backtracked. Like, we've had this before.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I was like, oh, am I watching another the same episode? I actually did not appreciate that storyline of it.
I didn't either because I feel like Ralph's come so far as a character and
why would he doubt himself?
It was almost so random that he had this like obviously people aren't perfect and he's bound to have some insecurities, but a slip like for it to be this kind of like almost serious was like weird to me.
Yeah. It was like regressing back to old ways, but it was just because you had one person. Like there's no backstory behind it whatsoever of who this fellow was. Fellow Irishman, it made no sense.
Like, are we going to see him again?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I just felt like, I mean, it was one of those things where, like you were saying, Drew, like they needed to get from point A to point B a little bit, and they needed to have a plot line where Ralph really felt, galvanized to really try to not let down his team.
Yeah.
So.
Which I understand, because I feel like this episode is, like, as far as the season goes, like, where going up the roller coaster of this season and we're like at the very top right now. I feel like this episode is us just kind of like dangling up there waiting to go down, but there was just some stuff that I was like, huh, like Ralph apparently has a new trick he can do.
New trick?
Yeah.
He's got a new power that's
right?
Just like out of
and
nowhere.
A very game-changing power.
Yeah.
There's some plot holes in that power,
yeah.
By the way.
What?
For sure.
What? Why does his voice change?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All of a sudden now you're speaking Irish?
His vocal cords, right?
I was wondering if, like, maybe his vocal cords, like, can...
Does that affect the way people talk? I'm not science-y
sure.
All the time.
Yeah.
So maybe that also that also affects the way people talk. Also, Caitlin did say that his change is mental.
Yeah.
Like, it's mental, him affecting everything.
Yeah.
So maybe the mental... Maybe he's just also a good impressionist. Maybe he can just also do the voice with the... I don't know.
It's just weird because... In the chat, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. He doesn't have this power in the comics.
That was not something I knew of to be prominent.
Yeah, I even checked to make sure that I was right, but I didn't see anything.
Hmm.
So So it's very random, but...
I mean, and they're allowed to go off script sometimes. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm sure there are powers we'll see sometime that Barry has that maybe we never saw in The Flash, and they're still exploring powers they haven't even shown yet on the show that he's had in the comics. So maybe this was just them kind of taking liberties. I mean, it's a great power to have.
It's an amazing power.
Yeah, it's a great power.
It propelled the episode. I mean, it let for multiple things to happen, because I had a lot of questions as to, like, how is Barry going to get out of jail? Like, jumping ahead, but yeah.
Yeah, no, the Ralph thing, it was, although I didn't like how it needed to start off with him doubting himself, the role he played throughout the episode actually was pretty good.
Yeah.
So the chat is saying Plastic Man has a morphing ability. Okay, Renji, so, thank you very much, Renji.
Yeah, shout out to you for...
Thank you.
So I guess they're morphing...
Always appreciate you guys.
I did like... there. He said something, and I saw people on Twitter going off about it, and it kind of sounded familiar to me, too. When he's Wolf, he says, jingled on the rocks, and I was like, why does that sound familiar? Because, like, I was like, I swear, like, is that a real drink?
Ralph playing as...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
as Wolf. And so I was like, is that, like, an actual drink or something? Because they... normally don't use actual brands on the show. So I Googled it, and it's actually a soft drink that Ralph in the comics believe, like, what is it? Jingo or Gingo fruit is believed to make people, like, more elastic.
That's so cool.
And so I thought that was a cool little Easter egg that they threw in there.
They do their research.
I like
that. There was another Easter egg that they threw in there that was kind of obvious, but I didn't write it down. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It doesn't make sense to say that. But yeah. It was, oh, I'm sorry. Not an Easter egg, but I like that whole wolf in sheep's clothes, literally.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
a wolf in sheep's clothes.
Literally a wolf in sheep's clothing. What did you guys think of the Killer Frost Ralph, like, heart to heart, if you can call it a heart to heart? I'm still, like, wary of if she has a heart or not.
It was okay.
It wasn't the strongest,
yeah,
because she's Killer Frost,
yeah,
you know, and it would have been silly for her to be, like, really mushy throughout because she's Killer Frost, but it served its purpose in the sense of she needed to be the one to tell him, you can screw up as much as you like, they still keep you around because look what I've done. I've stabbed people.
I like that part.
Tried to
that
kill
cool.
them.
I really stabbed and kidnapped.
And they still, and they still have me here.
Yeah.
I just want to say, and I think we talked about it the last week where we said, this show is so good at doing one-on-ones to the point where they even, I felt like it was a tad meta where Ralph was like, I'm not doing a talk with you. I told, you know, I told Cisco I was not going to do a talk with him, and you're not going to get a talk either. And I think they realized that they do talks a lot.
Yeah.
And they even got it to the point where they're so good at talks, they did it with Killer Frost.
Yeah.
anybody can have a talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also like that the Ralph-Caitlin dynamic isn't romantic.
Yes.
I like that it's another, like, platonic relationship between a man and a woman, and we like, because I was nervous when he first was introduced, because I was like, this girl is all right. She had what's his face, Julian. I almost called him Draco Malfoy. They had Julian. They had Julian last season, and then she went through the whole mess with her man and and Jay. Like, I was just like, let her just, like, flourish by herself. And so I'm glad that they haven't, like, forced
something else onto her.
Yeah.
Well, I think that goes to the writers kind of having this idea, because I think I reported it last time, like, they do eventually, if Ralph stays around, want to bring on his comic book wife.
Yeah.
That's what they're thinking to do. So it would kind of suck for them to, like, build up this thing with him and Caitlin, or him and Killer Frost,
only to have Endgame
come in.
It seemed like it was going that way a little bit. Even right before she became Killer Frost, I was kind of getting the hint of, like, are they going to kiss? Or not kiss, but are they, like, kind of starting to go this way?
Yeah.
I'm like, So...
But I'm glad it's not,
because
she needs to focus on herself.
Yeah, she does. Also, I mean, although they do have chemistry, and this is in no way me even slightly shipping it, because I'm all about West Allen.
Yeah.
I feel like him and Iris tend to have more, not chemistry, but there's moments when Ralph
banter,
is looking
right?
around. Yeah,
yeah.
Banter.
Forth, yeah.
And they're, like, last episode, and even this episode, where everything that happened, where he looks to her and she gives him a look. And that happened, like, multiple times throughout the episode. I know it's not romantic, but I think... maybe the same way that Barry looks to Iris as some sort of compass.
Yeah.
Maybe Ralph has sort of done that a little bit.
It almost comes
times.
Off as, like, a big sister, little brother type relationship.
That's a good description of it, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, she doesn't really put up with his BS, but at the same time, she's very, like, protective of him, and, like, I like how that relationship is folding. So we leave off last episode. Barry gets thrown into like meta prison.
Yeah.
And so we pick up right where it left off, and he's there, and we have the whole gang basically. There's Bert, Kilgore, Becky, Mina, all, you know, in their respective little.
The bus gang, though.
Yeah.
Not other medics.
Right. The bus gang. So obviously, we know like something's up. Like, there's
quick question for you guys.
Okay.
Have they transferred the metas from the kaleidoscope, I guess, whatever it is, at the labs into the prison, or are there still a bunch of people chilling in there that probably don't get fed or anything ever?
I feel like
they don't have any rights.
They're not like not.
What have they done with those people? Because it seemed like that meta ward was very, the meta prison was very small,
mm-hmm.
and I imagine there's obviously other wings to it, but still, like.
Were they not transferred over to Iron Heights? I'm trying to remember.
Sometimes they say, yeah, we're going to put them in Iron Heights. And then I think after a certain season, there was something where, like, we updated Iron Heights to accommodate metas.
Yeah.
Have the meta dampening stuff. Which, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. If you guys know in the chat, let us know.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Because I know there was that whole debate about
the fact.
Yeah, the pipeline. That they would keep them in there. And people were like, you do that without a trial or anything like that. So,
yeah. That is very interesting. What? Okay, quick question. What was the stuff what's the stuff that Barry made? Like
To break them all out.
Yeah.
That was some sort of melting acid type thing. Because he like melted, he basically was melting the locks to get them all out. He melted the screws. It was a
chemical reaction or something. Yeah. I don't know how, I mean, he put electricity into it at some point and it made.
With the batteries.
I love when they show.
To see what that is. He MacGyvered that.
Yeah, he
straight MacGyvered that.
He really did. I love when they show how intelligent Barry is because I think
I was just thinking that.
I always forget it. I was like, what is this guy doing? I was like, oh, he should know this stuff. I forgot.
Yeah,
because sometimes, he's like brilliant.
Yeah, sometimes they kind of, you know, gloss over that because he, you know, it's one of the things of trying to make it so that Team Flash is important. You know, at times, and they are important for moral compass and stuff, but it's always good for them to kind of remind us, well, Barry's smart too.
Yeah. I love how Barry was like, oh, I was going to do that.
So the chat is saying that he made hydrochloric acid.
Okay. Yeah, I knew it was some sort of acid thing because it was melting stuff.
Yeah, the chemical of water and whatever that powder was made it like that. That's kind of cool.
Y'all know I didn't pay attention in biology and chemistry and all that.
Yeah.
But, so they decide to go. He realizes that, you know, by clogging his toilet, that there's actually a whole system downstairs that they can get down to. And if they can get out of the prison, they can get their powers back. So... this is my thing. How I feel like if the Flash has been MIA for a minute, well, I guess they wouldn't know this because they're down there. So never mind. But also, wait, no, let me take that back. If a tall, skinny white guy who's a speedster gets put in jail with me, and I know that the Flash is a tall, skinny white guy who's a speedster, I would put two and two together and be like, maybe this guy.
Well, do they know it's a tall, skinny white guy? Because he always like vibrates his face.
No, he doesn't anymore. That they ran away with that long, long time ago after the first season or so. Mm. You know,
yeah,
he doesn't do that anymore.
But then there's Wally, and he vibrates his face. Well, he used to vibrate his face,
but he's in a.
He's in another show right now.
Well, but I'm saying,
yeah, okay, no one, yeah, we don't
no
care about
Wally. No one in Central City knows Wally left to be on Legends. Like, they're all thinking, like, here's another speedster.
We're just talking about plot holes. Things that we, like, know probably would reveal things about, like, you know, who these people are, but we just kind of, like, suspended disbelief, I think it's what it's called.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to, like, okay, I know that's what it is, but...
I feel like this season, more than any of the seasons, has been the season where I just can't ask as many questions. I just have to kind of...
You kind of just have to,
I mean, in some cases, they're focusing on the bigger stuff.
Yeah.
It's like the little things. I mean, sometimes it's the plot. Sometimes they have thought of something and they haven't done the best in maybe explaining to us.
Yeah.
That this, you know, I'm sure they have some sort of, like... explanation, but
yeah.
I'm kind of glad that Wolf brought it back though, because when he was first introducing Barry to Amunet, he was like, oh, we have a speedster. I thought he was going to say the Flash then too, but for whatever reason, he just said, we have a speedster. And it wasn't until that end moment with all of them that it was like, oh, that's the Flash.
Which is interesting to me because I feel like if I was Wolf and I wanted to get a real bang for my buck, I'd be like, I got the Flash, you know?
Yeah.
But.
And maybe that was convenient, too, because that way Amunet wouldn't know that that's the Flash, that Barry is the Flash, either.
Yeah.
Certain things were just kind of convenient.
That's
maybe too convenient.
Very
true. Suspended disbelief.
So we see them get out.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
they totally Shawshanked it as well.
For sure. Definitely.
Nice little reference again.
I like that we see Becky kind of the whole time, like, you know, wanting to show her true colors.
She's totally just going to do that. You took it. God, come on. I was like, she's not going to say it. I'm going to pop in and be like, true colors.
Gotcha.
It's okay.
Becky shows
my game tonight.
Us her true colors. And we see that, you know, she's really not all that bad. Which, when...
I was happy to see that. I wrote that down. I was just like, oh, cool. So we're actually getting to see some redemption from these. Like, people go to jail for that reason to get rehabilitated. She's actually understanding why she's there, so...
Yeah, there were definitely some layers with all of them in a way. Because, I mean, even when Barry's trying to convince them to get out, it didn't take much. But all he had to say is, like, do you want to be someone's slave or weapon? And they were all of them were just like, we don't want to be anyone's weapon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We want to have free will, you know? And that, to me, even though all of them had varying degrees of morality, showed that there was a certain sense of purpose to them.
Yeah.
Because Mina still wanted to, you know, do her activism.
Yeah, native artifacts.
And then Kilgore said that he wanted to do legal crime.
Stock market.
Stock market.
Gosh, Wall Street, that was great.
Okay,
what is with, like, the Flash being on point with, like, what's relevant in society?
There was an It reference,
there
too.
There was.
Yeah, they just know they're very up.
Oh, yeah, there was. But still, I mean, like, yesterday, there's a huge crash in the stock market. Huge crash.
It's DeVoe.
You know,
it's kind of creepy. I mean, there was something. Oh, it was the Ant-Man thing last week. Right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Man, I don't know. Okay.
DeVoe's a writer on the show, apparently. and then Bert was just like, "Nah, I'm a bad guy." Like,
yeah, yeah.
Well, he just got in there.
Yeah, you know? True. He didn't have
time for rehabilitation.
We clearly saw he wanted no sense of redemption when he could have easily admitted to Big Sur's crime and.
Yeah.
No. Thank you.
He was a big fake. So they get out and Wolf decides to just throw Barry right under the bus. And be like, that's the Flash. Go
after him.
Yeah.
And they do so easily.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and that was a little disappointing because it was like, I get that everyone's mad that he would bring them in. But when they were walking through the tunnels, he kind of alluded to the idea. He's like, if you guys are going to leave back out to go back and do crime, the Flash is going to put you back in here. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was referring to himself, but it's not like he didn't say it.
Yeah.
Not like, oh.
He's pretty on the nose about that one.
Yeah.
It's not like he was acting brand new.
No, he was like, if you're going to do crime, he's going to put you back. He said that. He wasn't saying like, oh, I'm going to get you all out of here just to put you back, like, so that's why it was weird that they were all like, no one used like logic at that moment.
I think just Barry, that whole thing wasn't logic though, having him break all them, like, he didn't need to break all them out. I guess he didn't want Amulet to have them, but at the same time, that's extra work that he has to do, which we also have to believe the fact that he wasn't going to leave the prison regardless because he wanted to get freed, with the statement that he said to
Cisco
and that.
Yeah.
Well, which is interesting, you know? It's just like a lot of, what if they actually escaped? So then, like, Barry is out of prison. The Flash is back. He has to go capture all these guys. But, like, his morals would have been, you know, jeopardized. Or
I think Barry is one of those, like, no matter what they did, they're still people type of person.
Yeah.
And so at that moment, he was like, I can handle this issue later. Right now, like, they can't, like, I'm not being who I said I was going to be if I let them go into slavery.
Exactly.
I like that.
And I think that's what, that was his intention. It was like, it was one of those things like with Becky saying it and then him saying it too. He's like, I'm picking who I am.
Yeah.
And even then, like, that was the only way he was going to be willing to break out was because of the whole threat of Amunet taking them all into slavery.
Yeah. He's almost good to a fault.
Yeah.
Because it's almost, like, so predictable that he's going to do the right thing no matter what.
And that's sometimes what his villains... I mean, I think Thawne basically had that same sort of sentiment to, I don't know, season one or two, where it's like, you're always going to make the same kind of choice. That's why you're kind of predictable, you know?
Yeah. I feel like the real plot line in this episode was DeVoe and Marlee's relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that just jumped up out of nowhere, too.
Yeah, it was... I feel like we're seeing the beginning of the end for them, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I thought that was really great. I mean, there were a lot of great moments in the in the whole episode with all the, you know, different characterizations, but with that one in particular, because they had been doing so many parallels between Marlee and DeVoe and West Allen, and how even in all this, West Allen has, you know, stayed strong. Marlee and DeVoe seem to be, you know,
cracking.
You know, she's trying to block him from her brain with from her mind with the song. He's putting stuff in her drink. Just all types of stuff. Yeah. Where it's like she can't trust him, and she's cracking.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that in the beginning, she points out that like Wolf and Amina are like throwing a wrench in the plan, and she asks him what they're gonna do, and he's like, "I don't know." And that was very interesting coming from DeVoe, of all people. And I
was glad.
Same.
It was just like, he does not know. Great.
But as we see later, like, obviously that body gets tired out. But I'm wondering, because that was supposed to be, what it seemed like is that was supposed to be the perfect body for him. And clearly it ended up not being.
He needed her to work on the chair some more.
Yeah.
To, like, accommodate for certain things. Which I think we talked about before, whether it was going to continue happening, degrading of the body and whatnot. But... yeah, I feel like he's got like a lot of minds packed into, like, just keep on packing on these minds. He's getting more schizo.
Yeah, I think that's a kind of a true term for it, because it's like, I think that's why his, even when he eventually ends Becky body, like, there's something like not right anymore. Mm-hmm. He's not, like, when they first started with the flashbacks and everything, he had a, like, a moral purpose as to why he was doing certain things. And now it's like, so-and-so needed to die. And she's like noticing this. And I think it has to do with all these, it's so many thoughts and so many variables are going in your head. Mm-hmm. I think you'd go a little crazy.
Yeah.
Agreed. Because as we see, he just up and kills Wolf. There's no actual reason that he needed to do that. It kind of was almost just like a, for... Fine.
Well, I think last time said, like, Wolf has to die now because he knows about who the Flash is.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how they're going to do that. And they did it.
Because he'd know if Barry...
He would just go and say something. Because he didn't tell Amulet, and I don't think she picked up on it, right?
No, she didn't seem to. She just thought he was a speedster.
Yeah.
How... It's interesting to me also that Becky is the body that he takes over, only because I feel like Becky's the most redeemable out of the other metas, and
that's why they did that.
The body before was of someone who was like a good meta.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, like, I don't know how that would come into play, but maybe
why
like
keeps doing that?
Like a purity of the mind or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. You guys let us know.
Well, but I haven't even noticed
like,
that. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they retain any bit of the personality. Like, it just seems like DeVoe's putting his brain there and he gets the powers.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and it's one of those, I mean, I think it was a great storytelling choice because obviously we had grown to care for Becky throughout this whole bit, which was like really kudos to the actress, because it was like, wow, you know, you saw, I thought I was going to get annoyed with the whole voice, you know, type thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I really started to like want her to make
voice.
It out. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Like, I really wanted her to make it out. And then, you know, and then that happens. You feel so bad because Barry has a thing on his leg. He can't run fast enough to her. And it's just like too late. And it's like, oh, man. Maybe DeVoe did that to make the blow to him, because maybe it was just like he could see that they were getting close or something, and then came in and like took her at the last moment.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
So do we think all those people are dead?
It looked like they were.
It looked like, yeah, it looked
so
like.
So then the guy in the chair, I always forget his name. We think he's dead too.
Dominic. I think so.
I think definitely Dominic is dead, because
that
I feel like he's
sucks.
Worn out.
That sucks, because I feel like the whole point was to change bodies so that he could live for his wife. Mm. Now he's a chick.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what's going on? Like, it's his plan is skewing from what their plan was.
Well, I don't know if it was ever really just for staying for his wife. I think, you know, one of the things they said was that they wanted to, like...
Yeah, we still don't know the full plan, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like... I mean, although, like, I do agree with you, it's this idea where Marlise is, like, feelings are sort of being put on the back burner by him, where it's like, did you ask her how she would feel? I mean, she was already having trouble dealing with you being in Dominic's body, and now she has to deal with you being in this young woman's body. It's like, you know, I mean, maybe she goes, you know, whatever way, but it's like, you know, it's like, you aren't asking me what I'd be into or, you know, how I feel about that.
It's that whole... dynamic we see between Joe and Cecile, where like they actually have the conversation of like, hey, I don't really like you in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Ask how I'm feeling, and like they work through it. We're seeing a lot of parallels between all the couples, and like why I think if you look at the show and every episode a lot, like how we always do, we could see the downfall and how they're gonna fall apart if we pick it out.
Yeah.
Because there's just like these little things that keep popping up that's working for our guys, but not for them.
Exactly.
It's really cool.
Did you guys notice that he used, or she used the the love drug, the tears or whatever.
Yes.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, I was trying to remember what that was.
Okay.
Like it went all over her.
And she's like, I love. And it was like, it's, don't you think she's going to notice eventually when that wears off that you put some type of drug on her?
Of course.
I definitely think it. DeVoe.
Yeah.
Is going off the deep end because originally, I remember before, you know, the Flash was even into play, when they were doing the flashbacks of DeVoe, it was, you know, they just wanted, like, total enlightenment. They wanted to enlighten the world. And now I feel like it's, like, total domination and chaos.
And it's from DeVoe. It's all DeVoe. Because Marlise isn't about that, really. I mean, you saw when, like, when she's watching what he does to everyone at the prison, she looks scared. It was like, what are you, what is this?
And I think we're starting to see her question her loyalty because when, you know, they have Barry's appeal, I feel like there could have been some way she could have disproved that that was
Yeah, I mean, we still had Barry in the room with, like, stab wounds and whatnot. And I feel like, okay, so he's not dead. Cool, but there's still, like, an attack, you know, stabbing. What is that called?
Assault.
Assault with, like, a deadly weapon. I mean, he should still stay in jail.
Yeah, I mean, the lawyer had nothing to say. I mean, I think this is one of those times, like, just like Cecile was sort of inept in the beginning so that they could lose the other lawyer, which wasn't the same guy as before.
Yeah.
It's another, it's a different lawyer, suddenly had nothing to say about the fact that DeVoe, the killed guy, just comes back up. And I just, you know, I thought it was so, I mean, the actress that played Marlise is so great. She's really good. And you could tell when she's looking at DeVoe's face, you know, how much that affected her. Seeing her, her old, you know, her husband's old face.
Yeah.
That was, and the tears.
That'd be haunting.
Yeah, it was just like he's right there, but he's not really. Yeah, and he's not really back there either because he's losing his mind.
Exactly. I feel like that was almost like a aha moment for her. Like, I'm not, I've lost my husband regardless of what body he's in. So I'm just going to, like, be quiet.
And I thought it was funny that DeVoe also was kind of like, because she asked, like, Barry's out. That wasn't part of the plan. And he's like, you know, Team Flash gets lucky sometimes. And it's just, I like that they sort of addressed that because I think a lot of people were debating whether DeVoe knew everything all the time. Oh, it's raining. I think someone said in a comment, like, oh, it's raining. That's DeVoe. Like, you know, so I think it's good that they kind of said he doesn't actually know everything.
Well, I think he doesn't know everything because he's lazy. It's really? Too much to take on to know. Yeah, because, and going back to that statement where he's like, he was like laughing. He's like, I don't know. And she's like, why don't you know? Like, worried he, like, his was losing his powers or something. But it was more, he explained it. He's like, there's 1,000 variables. And pretty much he's just saying, I don't feel like going through them right now. It's not worth my time.
Yeah.
He does know. He could know. I don't think he cares to know.
Maybe he's getting too cocky.
He's getting cocky.
And I feel like it's almost overwhelming to, like, try to process that.
Oh, it is. But, I mean, he had processed that before. And that's why we got the metas and the bus and, like, where we're at in this episode. Because he, like, I mean, I don't know how long it took. But, you know.
Yeah. Do you feel like the more minds he, like, packs in, also the more variables that are being created, and so therefore there's more for him to process?
Yeah, 100%.
He's getting overloaded. I mean, he's the smartest man, you know, smartest man alive or whatever, but he still has the same, you know, it's a human brain, and it's just like, he's gonna get overloaded, just like a computer would get overheated.
Yeah.
You know, and we're seeing the cracks in that with his personality changing, with him getting power hungry, and I think Marlise is gonna be his downfall in that sense of how, you know, she's seeing that.
Yeah.
I agree. Do you guys want to do predictions?
Sure.
Yeah.
We're like, all right. Who wants to go first?
Mr. Plot Holes.
I am Mr. Plot Holes. I can't get over the plot holes. Did we see the trailer for next week?
Yeah, it was a little bit weird. Yeah, in 2 weeks, because we're all for 2 weeks, y'all.
We're all for 2 weeks, guys. Remember that.
There is a thing with the country singer.
Yes.
Who's the country singer?
She's the final meta.
She's the final meta.
Oh, yeah. We get to see the final meta. Man, I have no idea what's going to go on. Is that Lindsay Sterling?
Was it?
The actual woman who does that?
Wait, no, I don't think so. She's blonde, isn't she?
I don't know. I just know there's not many, like, violinists that
can play like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Jeez. Come back to me.
Okay.
You go.
Oh, snap. Okay. I definitely think Ralph is going to be a big part of next episode because, as we saw, we realized, like, that DeVoe's going through the bus metas. Who's the bus meta? Ralph.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Listen, if y'all try to kill Ralph after I just started liking this dude, And after y'all took Wally to replace him with Ralph, the hands will be thrown.
I think hands are going to get thrown, unfortunately. I'm going to have to go out and say Ralph is not going to survive the season.
Really?
Maybe like an act of like selflessness?
I think so. I think it also plays into what we were saying, that there's just like too many comedians on the show, like Cisco, and like dynamics between some people. I don't know if it'll continue to play out. I mean, look at the prior, you know, guest stars or recurring roles that we've had in other seasons. They just, where are they now? Legends of Tomorrow, that's where they are.
Right, that's where they all go. Which is a pretty good show. I think it's a good show.
It's going to be such a bummer if they kill Ralph. I don't want them to kill Ralph. Do not kill Ralph.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to put it on tape. I do not think they're going to kill Ralph. I think they've been doing too much character work with this guy. Unless they're trying to do this whole thing that he goes out with a swan song or something where he dies a very heroic death or something. But I don't think they're doing that.
They did that with Eddie season one. You should not do that again.
They did do that with Eddie, but Eddie was Eddie. He was also the loyal to West Allen. He had to die.
Yeah. I think it would be the epitome of like Ralph if that were to happen. Because he started as this like sleazeball and it's just like that's like a hero's death, you know? How else is a better way to go out?
I hope they don't do that trope, and I just don't see them doing it, especially with, you know, what they reported about possibly bringing on his wife, even though Ivan in the chat is saying maybe the country singer is possibly his wife or something like that. Since they seem to be having a connection. So that might be a thing. I also think somewhere along the line, Dawn has to come back, or who we think is Dawn. She kind of just fell off.
I keep forgetting about her.
And it's just like there was no reference to her whatsoever this episode. And it's like, is she still in their timeline? Mm-hmm. Are we going to see eventually who she is? So hopefully she'll come back into play. And
I think they're trying to make us forget about her for a bit.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to make us. Maybe they're trying to make us forget so that when she pops back up. But hopefully she'll come back into play. And I do think Marlise is going to be the downfall of DeVoe. I think their love is also going to be what spurs her into making the sacrifice to stop him.
Maybe Barry won't get to save the day. It'll be somebody else.
I think that would be a cool thing if it was someone else.
I don't think Barry's going to be the one to save the day. Yeah. I've been very adamant.
He's been very
adamant.
Behind the scenes.
I think what Barry has been doing this season has been inspiring other people to be heroes.
Let me tell you, all those little speeches he's been giving, he's been inspiring
he's been doing, right?
He's Mr. been Golden on his... boy over here has been inspiring me.
And it works. It Every actually episode. Works.
He's on his Nelson Mandela.
Exactly. And it has not been annoying to me. It hasn't been like, oh my God, here's Barry. And it's Barry. Like, oh, like wow, it. This works. Like, that's what a hero should do. You should make yourself such a great leader that you help people replace you.
Yeah.
I listen to one of his speeches every time I wake up in the morning just to get myself pumped up for the day.
Yes. Yeah. It's inspiring.
I like it.
All right, Chauncey, you have some news and gossip.
Nothing too much.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes, not much. But so we're on a 2-week break coming up, but Kevin Smith is returning to The Flash, and we just love his episodes. And to The Flash, and he gives some hints about the episode, which is probably going to be episode 17 of the season. Director Kevin Smith is returning, and it's for the fourth season that has not been named yet, but he provided us with about 3 pictures. One of them was of a crane shot supposedly in the museum. And he's calling it Fraser Crane. That's, you know, affectionately Fraser Crane. And then he also teased a photo of Danny Trejo of The Flash, which he will be returning. I mean, we kind of forgot about him. I mean, we haven't seen Gypsy
in a while.
Yeah. So this was a great photo to see because maybe we'll get him and Gypsy back, which would be really cool. And then also he shared a picture of the script that was not named and some meta handcuffs. So we don't know necessarily who's getting handcuffed or what's going on in 17th episode, but seems like it's going to be awesome because Kevin's on it.
I love whenever Kevin Smith is on.
He's so fun. He has such a love for the genre, so it comes through.
He's a true fan.
Yeah, and it works.
Yeah, you can definitely see it like with how everything is filmed and whatnot. Do you guys have any last little tidbits? Any new predictions that you've decided in the last five seconds?
I would like Wolf to have stayed on a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I wanted him to stay a little longer. I liked the actor and I liked the vibe he was giving.
Yeah.
I think they could have done more.
I think Ralph played him better than... I like Ralph's interpretation of him like being a badass more so than like the Wolf that we saw, you know, in the prison. Yeah. I would have liked to see a little bit more, but...
Do you guys think Amunet's going to play another role in this, like, the remainder of the season? Because I feel like she has such a random, like, part in everything.
I mean, that underground stuff is going on, I mean, throughout that underground meta market, which sucks. And hopefully somehow, though, I mean, we can't just forget there's a slave market going on.
Yeah, we kind of have a lot of like, plot lines, a lot of stories going on that it's hard to keep up and remember what's what. So I don't know. I would hope they would wrap that up.
Yeah, and you know,
to some way, you know.
Agreed.
Take away that little bucket of mail from her.
Which is her
problem. Right, why? You're the fastest man in the world, and you can't go pick up her bucket and run away with it?
I've been saying that from John. I'm like, yo, her powers are not that interesting. Nah, I'm just not really as impressed.
I mean, she's like Magneto, but not.
Yeah, that's why I was like, it's like a Magneto light.
You could have done a little bit better than that Magneto light. Baby Magneto.
Baby Magneto. Yeah.
What's your meta power? I can throw a bunch of tiny pieces of metal at people.
Yeah, but just throw them.
But only those.
Yeah. And cut them really deep.
And it's going to hurt really bad.
Yeah, they have to. I mean, what they've been doing with their character is kind of pulling her out when they need her. Mm-hmm. So hopefully. But it's still. And they've made that. And it's weird because they made her, I don't want to say likable, but also kind of comedic.
Yeah.
But it's also like she's a slave master. Mm-hmm. So it's like she needs to kind of get thwarted. Like
they also kind of just like left the Caitlin Killer Frost and Amunet thing. Like it really kind of just went unresolved and like they just left it be.
With
and
that little snake eye dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder if maybe
she doesn't owe her.
Caitlin will be the one to wrap that up.
Well, they have to give Caitlin cool. something because she hasn't had too many subplots.
God, she is
that
not.
Is very true. All right, you guys, let us know what you think in the comments. Make sure to tweet us. Give this a thumbs up. I don't know, like all the things. Sure. I already said tweet.
All that stuff,
Let us know what you think.
Share the love.
Share the love. My name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. Where can they find you guys?
You can find me on Twitter at Miss Chauncey KR and also every Sunday on Horror TV Weekly.
Woo!
And my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2. Been a pleasure.
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.